We start this news hour in Ukraine, where President Volodymyr Zelensky's chief of staff says a recent Western price cap on a barrel of Russian oil is not enough and should be lowered even further. On Friday, the G7, Australia and EU announced a limit of $60 a barrel for Russian oil imported by sea. Ukraine wants that to be brought down to $30 a barrel. Russia says it will continue to find buyers for its oil and says it was a dangerous attempt by Western governments. The price cap is expected to come into effect on Monday. That's the same day an embargo by the EU will be applied on Russian crude. All right, we have a team of correspondents standing by, but first let's go to Rory Challens in Kyiv. Rory, Ukraine says the price cap doesn't go far enough. What more are you hearing?
Well, look, Ukraine has been calling since the beginning of the Russian invasion for a complete embargo on all Russia's energy products, whether that be oil or gas, whether that be seaborne or piped. So an oil cap, a price cap on Russian seaborne oil, you can see that from the Ukrainian perspective, it doesn't go far enough. Andrei Yermak, who is President Zelensky's chief of staff, essentially, has said that that price cap would have to be $30 a barrel, half the agreed price cap that's been announced, to be able to destroy or degrade Russia's economy faster. But he says that it doesn't really matter because in a bullish statement, Ukraine is defeating Russia on the battlefield. And ultimately, whether the price cap is $60, $30, or a complete embargo, as Ukraine would ultimately like, Ukraine, according to the government, is still going to defeat the Russians and still going to repel the invasion.
Rory, Kyiv isn't the only one wanting a lower cap on oil. What are other Western nations saying and what's needed from them?
Well, yeah, I mean, the negotiations, of course, within the G7, within the EU, have been fairly protracted. They've been talking about this sort of measure for quite a while and working out how they're going to get to it. Now, Ukraine has a particularly staunch supporter in the EU in the shape of Poland. There's also the Baltic countries as well. But Poland particularly was essentially holding out on this agreement because it thought that it didn't go far enough either. Poland was arguing that there should be a lower cap and there should also be a mechanism in that deal to keep the price of Russian seaborne oil below the market price at all times. And it has, I think, got that. There is a mechanism within the deal to basically maintain the price paid for Russian seaborne or crude at least 5% below the market price. So that, of course, is cheering for the Ukrainians. And I think the Ukrainians know that realistically a complete embargo on Russian energy products is not likely. What they will be enthused by when they look at all this is that, yes, this might not be as much as they wanted, but it still shows that they have significant Western support. It still shows that even as this war is almost certainly going to be dragging into its second year, and even though there is a significant inflationary pressure that the war has brought to bear on economies around the world, and even though the cost of supplying Ukraine with sophisticated weaponry, all of those are high, the support seems to be unwavering at the moment. It's still there, and that will be a big cheer to the government in Kyiv.
We really appreciate the update, as always. Rory Challens, live for us in Kyiv.